earth and sky.
All countries will have to join up and work together to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
You're listening to Lawrence Lawrenson. He's an economist with the OECD, which is 30 countries, including the U.S., whose stated goal is to promote economic stability and democracy among both rich and poor nations. Lawrenson spoke about climate change.
The important and very difficult issue to deal with is who is going to take action, where is this action going to take place, and who is going to pay for it.
Lawrenson looks to the U.S. for leadership on climate issues.
There's no doubt that the U.S. could do more to reduce its own greenhouse gases by increasing the prices of fossil fuels, either by using taxes or trading systems.
Money for a tax on carbon, or a cap-and-trade system, he said, could be used to invest in renewable energy technologies, not only for the U.S., but also for India and China.
The point here is that many of the cheapest options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are in China and India. But you couldn't expect them to do that unless it is paid by the richer countries, at least in part.
Lawrenson spoke at the March 2009 America's Climate Choices Summit in Washington, D.C. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.